Begin the current daf and says the way the zara daf samach test. Begin the manal. Begin test mat. Begin with the words of gemara. Yiboylu the following question: Nafalu goychol v'chulu. If the mouse fell into vinegar, what would the halacha be? Says Tais, Memtime, Tais asked to take a look and says they begin to say, wait, Maishna Mashari Surin, why is it different than other prohibitions? Kamay Beshikra, like when it falls into beer, why would it be different if the mouse falls into vinegar? The Yashtama Tais says we can say Mishim Dechol or Chazik Ma'oid, because vinegar is very strong. The Agav Churvim, because of its sharpness, Nois and Tam Lashvach, it could be considered as giving a good taste, Kamay Gabi Chiltis, like we find regarding Chiltis, brought on the Vlam Testament of, because it's very sharp. It like sweetens even bad taste. Maybe no, it's very little what the sheretz is giving in regards to the beverage. And if it should not be so prohibited, and that was his question, what's going to be over there? Next is must begin the word, the difference is here, it's actually cut up into pieces. You might actually eat from the creature itself, which tastes yeshlat mua. So you have to wonder, currently, how do we eat honey from bees honey, but the legs of the bees are mixed into the honey, and even though it gives a bad taste, but the animal itself, that when it's, even though it's pogum, that's forbidden according to everyone, like we're saying over here in the Nonaschal Tesis. So sisters, never appears Rabbi Tam. The Vadi Ragla Devarim. No, most definitely the legs of the bees. Given the Atzalma is Ba'alma Ninu, since they're just bones, Mutram they're permitted. The Atzalma is Taharim, because we find bones are Tar. We find Taharis. Atzalma is Achamar. Taharis. The bones of the donkey are Tar. Ragla Devarim. Katzalma is Achamar. And the legs of the bees are like the bones of the donkey. I bought them in this that we say, and always. Avar mein lemashir, limbs don't have a measurement. Afal apachas megazayis min ameis, even less than the olive size of a dead, and apachas megadoshim min hasheres, less than the lentil of a sheret. Tain lein tuma, that's regarding the lachas of tuma. Kugin de ikabos to alavah, like when there's flesh in it. Alavachi, but if not turned, it's going to be tar. In achilas abatum, and if regarding eating, it's also okay to have the bee's honey for that reason, even though it has the legs inside.
The next test must begin with words of the Gemara. Subtly should be kofal if he thought to evaluate with a ratio of 100 to 1. Amalei says the gemara truma v'chulik is not any less than truma, and the halach of sheretz would require a ratio of 100 to 1. Where Tosfos says, "Tim, it's a wonder because he did truma ninu. Although we're going to treat it like truma, as the bach adds in the words mekamakum evikashu b'kedayr b'dovalach. But when it's in the pot with some liquidy like it over here is in beer, b'teil b'samach, the nullification is enough for just 60 gedam perikin and nush. Like the gemara says, the chul nefzal design menalv kedayr shemishlo b'truma. If you have a pot that with truma was cooked in it, lo yivash b'chul shouldn't cook chul inside of it. B'mishlo if you did b'nice and tamis, and regarding if you give a flavor, which is a ratio of 60." Says the spilei holds kibush shatam mechazik b'shecha, since it tastes very strong in beer, although it's in a liquid. Yishal da damois la truma davayavish, you should compare it to truma when it's with it's solid, which would require a ratio of 100 to 1. But then says for them, you're going to say, wait a second, why? So if you're treating it so severe, my little bottle mechel masayim, wasn't it? Why doesn't it a ratio of 200 to 1? Kama arla klaykem, like the loch of arla fruits in the first 2 years, and klaykem a forbidden mixture in the vineyard that requires a ratio of 200. Says no, the shana there it's different. That's so strange. B'shem nab isa no, it's a prohibitive of even having benefit from those items. So you cannot learn ashrotzim. The shorbanah, which at least is permitted to avana, of a truma shorbanah, but truma that's permitted to avana would make sense to compare it, and therefore 101 would be what's required. You like just to begin with the gemara, getavim bepolim like spices and like pepper, like bottle tamay, where their tastes are not bottled, which loy besamach not in 60, but bekof not in 100. And the reason is, because even just a little bit spice, nisim tamik der gedol gives a taste in a large pot. But as Tosfos explains, in loymer, don't say that, oh, what the Gemara is trying to say is the lebatel klal, that it's not nullified at all. We consider with things that give a flavor, and we're just saying that it gives a flavor in a large amount. But it's not in the list of things that make a forbidden, even a minute amount, which would be even if it doesn't give a taste, like we said previously, said spices of three different names, also they're forbidden umitzdar fuchula, and they combine. Obviously, if they're combining, it's because they're not b'mashu. It's just that, you know, even one in 100 is going to be giving a flavor. You know, it says master begin with gemara shir b'chala, evaluated by vinegar b'chamshin, it's enough for the ratio of 51. To taste the same, it's a one. The maishnod le'el, what's different previously? Ritz lachm, but he wants to be so stringent, but therefore, yes, musamach b'kof, even more than 1600. For kam make a boy, here he's leaning for 50. V'yashom tez, because he held the b'chala lo'y ashpach kol kach kamer b'shachar, because in vinegar, it's actually not so, it doesn't give so much as it does in beer, and therefore 50 would be enough. Like says, "Mat begins the Gemara. Eat the pirish b'shicha b'chala in beer and in vinegar is b'shit." And what we're saying is enough for the ratio of 60 by gavna or b'hag, as is what the halach is going to be. And the Rishami says actually the sheretz le bottle can be 11. The sheretz not bottle only 1,000. Tamadei Neikav says our Gemara is primary. The bottle of Shishim Sharizum, it's bottle. It's not 60 like other Isurim.
Next says Mal to begin with the Gemara. Echidom v'cheskis amashtava. So what is this halacha of the Mishnah that it's in the presumption of being protected? Because they tell you like in the Brisa, Yishai Chamor v'chulu, like there was donkey drivers etc. Which the Metugma, which the Gemara ultimately explains. V'balam derecha kolosim. V'cheskis amashtava is that he could come in a roundabout way. So to over here, could go into the class, and that's what the mission means. Chesed Meshtama, that he could come in a roundabout way, then it's considered protected. Says Taisa Potemim to wonder, my boy Heichadam, what are you asking? What's the case talking about? From the Gdani Seif and the Vector Seif, said the Mediush Maflik, that if he's letting him know that he's going to go at a distance. Maklav the Isha below Mediush Maflik. Obviously, raised someone where he didn't let him know that he's going a distance. Behind the Chesed Meshtama today, that's what it means. It's under presumption that it's protected because he'll be afraid. The assumption says no. The adab to the contrary. Melektoni says, in fact, that the saver says v'im hoydioi. Also, if he lets him know it can be forbidden, mashmalay. It sounds like dimkin. That's the case. The reish the tone of cheskim mishtama. That the reish says that presumed that it is protected. Hainashim chasher tvei milohidioi shemafli. That obviously is more than just not letting him know that you're going away. Melektoni cheskim mishtama. In fact, that you said it's presumed to be protected because v'iratzen lamev means to say kugenchle hishe shloi shahidioi shemafli. That he just didn't let him know that it's going away. Just don't say that word. You don't have to say that it's presumed to be protected. From the infants of the Sefer, we would understand that you didn't tell him. Rather, obviously, come to tell us that even if you didn't tell him that you're going away, yes, but you still have to be concerned. Because the Nadra sees that he's at a distance. That you have to have some other protection. The Kaboy Mahava, what is that? That he could come in a roundabout type of a way. The next is master begin with the Gemara. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seif of the Brisa? Pirish, in other words, the Reisha, Amaylo, Habatavos of Tameim, and Kamebe Seif. That's what the Gemara really means to say, Birashi explains. So why wouldn't the Reisha also be Tamei, like the case of the Seif? Because he's touching it. So it says, if I'm going to say, wait a second, Lashani Lei, why didn't the Gemara just answer, the Reisha Mayri, the Reisha Tomabalahi Deisha Hiflik? He just didn't let him know that he's going away. Like, that's what the permitted time, like, learn the Brisa. And he's because he's Mishtam and Mutter. That if, or actually, it's learned in the Mishnah, that if he left the Bechazim Mishtam, it's going to be permitted. Behind the Kushla, he did Shiflik, but he doesn't let him know that he left. But here, Rashi answers, no, the Lay Dumla Mesnid, not going to the Mishnah. The Mayr Betaris, we're talking about in Tahiris, Kugan Peris, like, for example, Fruit Shu Maxi Beyadab, which he's holding in his hands. When they gave him Chol Shah, he's holding it all times. The difference should be Tami. L'kach parach, de'en l'chalak, that's what the Gemara is asking. There shouldn't be any different generation in the Sefer. Kamakam kasha, but says Tais, it's still difficult. Could the look of Mechavius, why do you explain it to my barrels? But the Tikshamid, there's not going to be any difficulty. The Taris, Mash, Manam, Mechavius, Taris also could mean barrels. But kasha, another difficulty is, when you mean in barrels, he's not touching the thing itself. But kasha, another difficulty is, the Mairi Kamesha Pisha Kunsha, if it's the way Rashi explains, I'm kidding, but that's the case, Lahavali, Lamifrach, Miradach, Lasefer, don't ask what the generation is Sefer. Lahavali, Lamifrach, Miradach, I mean, they obey Behedya. You should ask explicitly on the case of Rasha, my time to Rasha, Taris of Taris. Why is the Rasha the Taris that are Tar? Kibisha Maxiboy, when they gave him Kibisha Kunsha, since he's holding and he's touching him, like the way Rashi explains, nothing to do with the Sefer. Kay nearly read, there it's a priest to the read, the Oilamai Bukhavius, you're right, it's from my barrels. But it's open, and that's very easy to touch them. That's why the Gemara couldn't answer. He didn't let him know that he's going away, because the Kamakam Litzer should still be forbidden. Because it's not comparable to the case of Mishnah, it's permitted by wine. When they didn't let him know that he's going away, because it's still barrels, it takes a while. But it, even if the guy doesn't tell you, you just turn around, he could touch it already. And therefore, that's why the Gemara didn't answer that. But then it says, every time you begin to say, I can't look at my stomach, so why don't you say it's to my clothes barrels? Because it must seem like the case of the Mishnah. And then we'll take the Rishon Lezeva. Then there's no difficult Rishon Lezeva. It's almost like the case of the Mishnah. No, we obviously cannot be told about where they're sealed. When the Tanya from the fact that we learn that it says Kim Nishan Sam Menu, once they are hidden from him, Tarez of Tumeis, they're already tummy. Be Bistumais, and if they're sealed, but it requires much more time like our Gemara says. Af Bahida, even when he lets him know Shiflik that he left, can he come and sing like the Mishnah? Therefore, it's obviously that it's told about open, that everyone couldn't answer the way we say in the Mishnah.